Hello guys, and welcome back to part two of Let's Talk Flag Football. Make sure you're following us on our Instagram handle at Let's Talk Flag Football. Also remember to listen to rate us, sorry, on any streaming platform you're listening to. We're available on literally any streaming platform. Just search Let's Talk Flag Football and rate us 5 star, preferably. Thank you. Right, so we're kicking off with the game reviews from the last game of the season, game day 9. And the first game up is Rebels versus LA, which ended up 25-36. It was both teams have already secured their place in the playoffs, but I think for LA, they really wanted to keep that number one position steady and saying that, oh, the one loss was just a fluke. And Rebels, on the other hand, wanted the upper seed because making a playoff is one thing, but your position in the seed is also another thing as well. So that game, it started off pretty calm, pretty slow, but eventually it picked off. I think towards like the end of the first half where we had K in the LA defense getting a pick. And another thing I noticed in that first half was, at first it was looking like a who can score more, and Rebels were upping it on that one because they kept getting their extra points. And LA, I don't know whether they didn't know that extra point is key when you are doing a back-to-back scoring game, or else the next person is just going to come back and give you what you just gave them. So that one was there. Also, that first half was dreadful to see, a lot of drops on the Rebels' part.
Dude, they started that game with six drops.
Drops left
That
and right.
drive, their first drive was like six drops. Like the first half was like six. Like they
I
even had to say it. They're like, this game has had six drops so far.
see. I was like, see, is it only the Dolo that came to play, or Dolo and his team? Because
Like
this man was
you don't do
making
that against the
effort.
highest scoring offense in the
Exactly.
league.
Exactly. So that was just that was quite tricky. But of course, we had Stunt coming in with two touchdowns, or three. I'm not correct, because I think I recorded this. This was like the game was still going on, and there was a closing touchdown. Yeah, three touchdowns, mostly with the extra point. Reme got a touchdown. Rachel got a touchdown. Kalada got a touchdown as well. I was like, okay, Kalada, loving this pickup of things. I think Moji got the extra point. Yemi had one touchdown that was so tough. I think at that time it was like, see, if people don't get this touchdown now, because they had driven all the way, and I think it was like a fourth down or so, it would have been tough.
Jimmy had a nice game as well.
Oh yeah, Jimmy did. Odudu had a touchdown. The smallish babe that used to be their rusher, I can't remember her name. She was on one with certain catches, like, and she had balaclava on. She tapped into that innie energy. I was like, oh, since when this one starts? Because I've never seen her play with balaclava before. So I was like, oh, okay, now no problem. We'll take it. We'll take it. We'll take it. And then there was this pick that happened, and it was a fourth down on Rebels. Turn over to LA. However, they didn't convert on that fourth down. It was so
It
annoying
was
to
the most
watch.
painful experience.
Oh my goodness me, it
Like,
was
how many
crazy.
times to score and they score once they dropped.
See, and then there was this stop by
If you
Pack
watch that
on
game,
Mosty.
if you watch that bit, he kept on passing to the same girl, and Afi was wide open.
I imagine.
Afi was wide open. I was like, if it was really about the 8 points, look at your sure hands. Your sure hands, just to the, ju if you just l turned away, because they were so focused on that center, they were so focused on her.
It was crazy to watch. Then Tack had the stop on Musti. Beautiful to watch. Everyone was like, yeah, sure. Ah, Tack on Musti. Come on now. Tack was like, hell to the no. Bat that shit down. Rich with everything inside of him. And then there was Noel as well, helping to drive the ball. Like, Noel please be taking your flowers. I know you're not getting as much touchdown, but you're getting them there to collect the flowers. And then there was the controversial Chidi's touchdown. Chidi's my guy, but that touchdown, I don't know. There was a little bit of flag guarding, a little bit not of flag guarding, because at the end of the day, I was given a touchdown, so who am I to talk? Then there was Thule with the extra point, because at that point, LA was so focused on that touchdown, they forgot that they had to defend extra point. So Thule was like, I'ma have it. And then 20 was activated. At some point after that, I was like, you know what? Enough of this shit. And then there was and that was like the turning point of the game, of where it was down, first down, second down, third down, and it was a stop every time. Complete. And then turnover. Oh my goodness me. It was at like 30 something seconds of the play. So it was really, really crucial. But unfortunately, they couldn't get that. Turnover to LA, closing up. It's not giving them a touchdown. What do you guys have to say about that game?
I honestly didn't think the gap would be that much, like the distance
Same.
In points, because at a point the Rebels now saw that they had to really wake up. But it was just the offense did not give me everything that I thought they were going to give. That defense, the Rebels just did, like, honestly, that's been the theme of Rebels this season, I think. It's that your defense has really been giving you the opportunities to come back and come and, you know, get the job done. Because you can say defense will get you your pick sixes and shit like that, but you don't expect
Pull
each
your
time defense comes on that they're going to get a pick six. They expect you to actually bring in the scores. So, yeah, that's really been my thing.
Yeah, speaking of pick, I think Daniel even had a pick, if I'm correct.
Yeah, but it wasn't a six.
I know, but what will somebody do now? Still give people credit.
I mean, like, the offense has to capitalize on those, like, defensive plays, turnovers. And in the playoffs, like, that could be the difference between why you win and why you lose.
Those
it's
things
all,
are,
what everybody needs to understand now is, like, playtime is over. Like, we're all about to go into a win or go home situation. Every play, every possession, every score. Because you were saying something about extra points. I don't know. When you see someone line up for extra points, you can just see this feel of it's more of a mandatory thing to play the extra point after you score. So it's like, okay, let's just run a play. Everyone is supposed to treat extra point like the fourth down. You're supposed to bring out your best goal line play and try to get points. Like, you need to understand the situation. Look at the score line. Okay, should we go for one? Should we go for two? Who should we target?
Yeah.
Like, extra points put points on the board. And it's a game where winning by one is as valuable as winning by 20.
It has been happening
you need to
over
win.
And over again.
So yeah, I think teams need to take the extra points seriously.
I don't even know where to take the extra points from. Because I know now there's the option of either from the 10-yard or the 20-yard. But sometimes I feel like people are not calculating well enough to know when that 20-yard is very unnecessary. Unnecessary. And then you just don't get any. You go from wanting to get four or whatever to nothing. When you can just get one. I know that, okay, even if you have one on me, you still shall have to struggle and get this one too on top of your touchdown.
So, my thing with 20 yards away is that if it's going to be 20 yards away, please and please and please don't throw shots, because I don't know who you think you're going to juke from where to where, and you think they're not going to stop your extra points. Like, stop it. That's quite disrespectful to the other team.
In short, I would like to even know the people, like, I know we can't do that now, but I think I'll take my time and find out all the people that have actually scored a touchdown on the 20-yard. I need to know and then see those plays. It could be assignments for people that are going to play us, so you know how to bring on your A game.
No, Lou, you brought that upon yourself.
Oh.
Finish your assignments by yourself.
Okay, Ma, I'll finish it. But yes, no problem. I'll finish it. Larry, do you have anything to say about the LA and Rebels game?
What a game. Oh, what a game. It felt like a prelude to something more special. So we got to taste it, like the Titans and Spartans games. Like, like you go out for a good night's cap.
Okay.
With this girl you're seeing.
You know? I love when we get to this analysis then. Let's go.
You get you go for a good nightcap. You guys have such a good night.
Mm.
Then everything is going well. You're about to take her home.
Ooh.
You know? And as you're like, you guys are going home for her to have tea, it's just tea, all right? It's nothing special. It's just like tea or chocolate, dark chocolates in particular. Oh. But so it's time to take her home. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the police comes out of nowhere and arrests her and says she's wanted for 19 murders and 15 sex crimes. And they're like, whoa, too soon, man. We should have gotten home first and finished what we had to do first. This too soon, my joy. Exactly. That's how I felt. I feel like I was robbed. Like, I want this is playoff football. That's what we ended up seeing too soon in the regular season. I was like, but you know one thing you did? Now, all of a sudden, when you call her from jail, you know that you're more excited for when she gets out of prison. That's what it is. So it's like, now you have your thoughts to excite you. Your thoughts are now exciting. Looking forward to your next encounter. That is what it felt like for that game. So now,
oh my God. Now
we see this team's play. Hey, Zara, look, it was a long-winded story, but I got there in the end. That's what matters.
I don't even know what to say. But yeah, we're looking forward to them. What's
the name of the lady that wrote 50 Shades of Grey? Sorry, Olari. You're competing with that lady.
God forbid a nigga has imaginations.
Because now all of a sudden, when these two teams play, everybody's going to be like, it's going to be the same result. Now we're familiar with each other. Now we know. You get what I mean? Because don't forget, unlike in the NFL, where teams get to play each other twice sometimes, yeah? Here we don't.
True.
Yeah.
Here, the next time I see you might be next season.
True.
But lo and behold, we might get a home and away matchup in the playoffs. Because now, round two, Spartans, 1-0 over, Titans, 1-0 over Spartans. We're going to get our get back. We're going to get the chance to get our get back. LA, 1-0 over the Rebels. Rebels going to say, we didn't have trust. But if trust was there, we're going to get our get back. So those are the kind of encounters that you're excited for. And boy, oh boy. I can't wait, bro. I can't wait.
All right, then.
And statistically, it is difficult to beat the same team twice. Just putting it out
there. Very difficult. Very difficult.
Yeah.
Wow, you bitches.
So let me give you an example. Stats. Let's take us back to last season.
Hey,
Outlaws Titans, who won that first encounter? Who remembers?
Outlaws
Titans. Titans?
Did y'all win?
Yeah.
Regular season.
Last season,
Titans, Outlaws.
Titans won.
Exactly. Well, guess what?
Outlaws
for the chip. Who won?
Oh, wow.
Okay. I'm going to miss my mic.
Exactly. So that's the issue what she says.
That's a reference. It's tough
to beat the same team twice.
Okay, then. LA, take note. Right. So the next game here, very interesting game. Panthers versus Mavericks, you know. Even though we had a guest last week saying how 3 more games to go, they're up for the cup. Da-di-da. That game ended 22-23. Everyone counted down as that game ended. We all took photos with Marv's. I took photos. I don't know about you. I know my photos are going to come after me.
That was the best thing about seeing the team. I was like, first of all, the first person I saw was there was someone wearing white. Huh? I was like, wait, what? I turned to the other side. I see Larry just holding his hat.
Because I saw the photo and I was like, Oh wow! So really, just we get one win, and everybody wants to be in the picture of us now. What, like, where mean? Were you when all those losses?
What do you mean?
You want to win it?
Definitely weren't taking photos then.
What do you mean? But yes, so yeah,
I
that
just need to tell you guys that you guys have to share that win with fucking Hercules, because if anybody bet on you guys to win the most and lost the most money, is that guy.
Yeah, it is Herc. To the extent that he sent me a text message saying, "Never again, lass." And I said, "Herc,
oh my goodness,
never bet against me."
Look, I think it should have been cropped into that photo as well. Please, if they can crop him into the photo, please do. Herc, send the picture you want them to crop in. I'll do the work. but yes, that game, it started off with who scored first, Steph? Let me even see.
Panthers.
Yeah, Panthers scored first. And then everyone went, okay, what's going on? But eventually they got their Mavs got their first touchdown from, I think, number 10 in traffic. I don't know her name.
100. About 100.
Oh, it's 100. Because I was like trying to get her number as quickly as. See, that girl has been delivering. I think she's also supposed to be added to.
God, what's her name? Is it Ife? What's her name?
Yeah, her name's Ife. Like, the last few games, she has been one of the females that has been sure to deliver when that pass goes to her. I don't think I even saw her have any
drop. I'm sorry, but, like, where was she?
I know.
Start of the season.
I know.
Was she on the team? Because, honestly, I don't understand. You know, Larry, me, I've asked you before. I was like, I don't understand. Is that your starting offensive lineup? Like, when you start off the season, I was like, are those really your best hands? Are those really your best hands? I started to notice that at a point, you guys were bringing Lamy School for just third and female. And I'm like,
No. She's a starter. Lamy School is always a starter.
She's starting on the offense.
Yeah, she was starting, but there was a time she was coming on like third and female. I was like,
No, I think that was just at the beginning of the season, but eventually, like, she now like started being a starter. So not sure why, but yeah, so she had that catch which everyone was like going crazy for, because it was like, I think it was third and female. So, and then there were two babes beside her, and everyone was just like, oh well, is that a pick or this? And the next thing, they didn't get the extra.
Did. I scored the extra, nigga.
Larry did score the extra. Like,
Larry did not put his body on the line.
I'm sorry now. Relax. See, let me tell you something. Let me just give you a small expo. You see my notes, because after he scored that touchdown, I dropped my phone. My notes here is saying Mavs game number 10 in traffic. Larry touchdown. Then you're just seeing gibberish on my notes. So as I speak to you now, that's the end of my own game preview. You can take over from this part.
Okay, I got you. Yes. I got you. I think there's a famous line that's always said by my darling Dr. Z, where she says, "Mr. Situational Football." The reason why I love that line a lot is because it's something I take a great pride in. I take enormous pride in it. And what I'll give you, Shane already knows this, but I'll give you guys a behind the scenes look as to how the season started and how far we got to, like, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. It's tough for preparations. It is tough for expectations. It is tough for reality. In the sense that we are the only team who started the preseason with one QB, who was a different QB than the season with, that the QB we actually started the season with.
Mm-hmm.
Every other team had QB familiarity and coaching staff familiarity. Our QB was out due to, like, he went on a trip. So our starting QB, who was Tayo at the time, went on a trip, only came back the practice before we started the season. We start the season with Tayo. Unfortunately, Tayo was a rookie QB. Tayo needed preseason games, preseason situations under his belt, which he didn't get the benefit of having.
Yeah.
So we had Tayo for 2 games. Some say 2 games too long, but shit happens.
Yeah.
Already then, I would have said to myself, no, it's a simple fact. Because even I said it to him, because I was one of my best mates. I said to him that I felt that I shouldn't have allowed him play for that long because he's a rookie. The emotions, the pressure of starting is tough. Especially under like very experienced coach like myself. It's tough because I have expectations, the team have expectations, there are veterans there. So instantly they had this grumbling, this uncertainty, and he's looking for, you know, proper leadership. But it's tough when you are the leader looking for leadership. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the QB, like they say, is the field general, he's the field marshal. So we finish with that. We then call in Greg. Unfortunately, Greg has not played QB for 2 seasons.
As a nigga has been.
So him coming in, there's a way the QB has to respond to the coach in terms of there's a way we do things on the Mavs. But that's not Greg's style. Greg's style is he's a sheriff, he's a gunslinger. He wants to, but that's not, to me, that's not how to play successful football. And that's why first game, we scored points. It was good, but we lost the game.
Yeah.
Next game, what was our next game against? Because that's now at this point we are
Warriors. Like Warriors at one point.
Exactly. So we now go to the Warriors. There and then, Greg goes, bang, bang. It's a poor team against the Warriors. They have moments, but we have more moments. We go up 18-6. The prerogative goes to the offense for the offense to slow down the game. But no, our gunslinger wants to go out there and score quickly. All of a sudden, Warriors get a chance to come back into the game and boom. We should have ended the game there and then. We're up 18-6. We lose it 29-27.
Yeah.
Fair enough. We go down. Next game, LA. Again, LA is high-powered LA. You don't go bang for bang against LA to never work.
No.
So what happens then? So he's then internal because coach is saying one thing, QB saying another, but QB is the one with the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
So it was a situation where both of us were going apart from each other. Then finally, the game came, the Titans. That Titans game was when QB and coach were on the same page, but lapsing concentration from the QB in that moment. We had the defense makes a stop. AJ with a fantastic pick. Rather than march the ball down the field, as you can see, as you saw in our game, if you guys watch that game, we have the ability to take 2 quarters away from your offense very easily. You'll be frustrated at how many first downs we'll get, but we'll get every first down. And all of a sudden, by the time your offense is coming onto the field, your offense has 30 seconds. They have 30 seconds to march down the field and score. The game at that point against the Titans was 22-25.
Yeah.
We were due to score. We go down the field. We score 8 points. We go up 30-25. Score extra points, maybe 2 points, maybe 1 point, 31-25. Prerogative then goes on the Titans to march 30 yards down the field. Titans can do it. Sorry, to march all the way down the field. Titans can do it. Well, you're now playing with the gods of football, basically, in that particular position. Time is not on your side. You have to be near perfect. No drops, no overthrows, no player thinking that he's a superstar and wants to avoid everybody and run to the end zone. None of that. That's what we want to do to you. Or if worse comes to worse, we'll take away so much time from you that you don't even end up having the ball at all. You want to come and rush. One drop, maybe a pick, maybe a turnover. And you saw what happened in the game against the Panthers. That's what happened. We run out the clock. And we'll finish the ball in our hands. That was the plan. But it was half completed. We lost that one. We went on to the Raptors. Game plan, masterstroke. We'll go up 14-0. As luck will have it, pick
Malaria.
QB was unwell. Couldn't see things that normally would. What's that
called? Adverts. Headache.
Don't kill me.
No.
I can't remember that.
You know that one is hilarious. Mommy, daddy is shaking.
Yes, that's the one I thought she was going to say.
That is shit.
I'm done. Beautiful. Let's move on. Oh my god.
So that's where we're at in that particular game. So we went to the artist game. The L was there. I said, okay, no problem. We take our L. 2020, 27, 20 lessons to be learned. Next week comes. I'll give you guys again some more back behind the scenes. In practice, we had our lowest number turnout.
Oh.
In for our practice. We have a 30-man roster, actually 32, due to inactive and active players. And in that practice, we had only 14 players. Of the 14, only 12 were due to play. In that practice that we had on Thursday, Tayo, QB, was playing safety, was playing middle safety.
Wow.
That was the practice we had leading up into that game against the Panthers. But what I always tell everybody is, I would rather have 7 dogs than 40 pussies, in my opinion. The reason why I say so is that there are players, you must understand this, and I'm sure every single proper player knows what I mean by this. There are players who you look to your left and to your right, and you know you're about to go to war with these players.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that they exude confidence and you feed off their confidence. But then there are others who are talkers. And the talkers are a lot more. The talkers will be the ones that are there, always have an excuse, always have something to do, always have... There's always the talkers will always give you a reason for bad performances. So in that particular moment, the 14 that turned up wanting business, saying that, fuck it, we're going to run whatever it is we're going to run. 2 hours of practice, 7 p.m. at night, we'll run it. Saturday came around, numbers were, again, not that great. Funny enough, game day itself, I don't know if you guys would have seen
the sideline, you saw only three people.
Only 7 players, exactly, were warming up. My Panthers had their whole line of white.
Hey.
I remember somebody in the stands, my boy Jelani, asked, and he said to me, ah, Larry, have fun now. Where are the others? You people didn't come to play today.
Exactly.
I said, don't worry. They don't need everybody. All they need is me. That's what I said. I said, that's what they need. And what's funny is, I said that day for Bant. Just as per, okay, you know what? Banter, you know, yeah. But when you say things like that, there's a confidence he also gives you. Because what you say to yourself is, and I always say to people that a lot of times, the what you put on your jersey, what you put out in the world is manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
I chose 911 and I chose him. The reason why I say so is that I've not practiced once this season. Oh my God, I've been sucked. I have been chilling. I've been chilling. But situational football, like Zara always says, when you are off the field, and you want to impact situational football on somebody who is not familiar with your ways. Minery and I were basically moving in tandem. We were like cut from the same cloth. When I said something, Minery got it instantly.
Aww.
Greg and Tayo are learning that. No, it's a symbiotic relationship between coach and your QB. It's one and the same. But this season, I had to teach. They had to learn. So it was this relationship that ended up, and I said, okay, you know what? The only way for me to properly execute this is to be on the field with him in that particular moment where I'm saying, where rather than me have been on the channel, I say, Greg, do this.
Yeah.
I'm there with him and saying, Greg, time out. We're running this at this point in time. Do you know why we're running it? Yeah, I get you. You see it, Abby, you see it. Yeah, go. Calm. Set, go. It was literally the same thing. Oh, you see, Tabi? Look at Happiness. Happiness is backing off 10 yards. Let's attack that space. Bang. Happiness is pressing. Let's go over Happiness. And that was funny. It was because the play that you're talking about, Lou.
Yeah.
We drew it up perfectly. I had been marching down the field with the ball. Happiness was playing. She was playing off man, 10 yards, giving me 10 yards every single time. So what I now realized was, that again, defense is reactive. So it's like chess. If I want to sacrifice one, I'm trying to plot for the other. Happiness kept backing up. I kept eating. I knew that their defensive coordinator was saying to himself, switch happiness, bring a man on in that position, try and stop Larry. Hopefully the man will play press. But happiness was their middle safety. So if happiness is playing press, what this means is that post route is open. So once I saw that we got close to the end zone, I called Greg aside, because Greg called another player. I said, no, Greg, let's call the play where Ife runs the post. Instantly, he saw it. Because then they brought in, what's his name? The hench guy. I can't remember what his name is.
Is it Michael?
It's not Michael. It's a hench guy, kind of light-skinned. Can't remember what his name is, but they brought him in to try and maybe see if he could stop me on my slants. So once they brought him in, his first instinct was to take a step forward. When he took the step forward, happiness as well, who felt that at that point in time, she constantly kept getting beaten, stepped forward as well. Taiwo, who was the corner, stepped left first. And once she stepped left, it was to attack me on the slant. The three of them tried to attack one player on the slant, rather than trusting their zone. Ball over the top. Taiwo tries to react. It's too late.
I see.
Second play, the play for the extra point, something similar. Now this time, they are scared of the post. I just charged down towards the safety, who was waiting for it to be on the comeback. Greg sees it. Hits the middle of the field as a touchdown.
Yeah.
But guess what? After that, the game now is where I think it's 9, because we have 9 points. They have 7 points. No, because it was Taiwo who scored first. Taiwo scored first. So they have 8 points.
Yeah, I knew it was 8-8. Then there was the extra, and then things went up from there.
But then we don't execute on the offense. They go on and score 14. The score is 14-9.
Yeah,
but
they were catching that one. I give it to Mavs this time. No unnecessary drops. The catches were actually lovely to see.
And I'll tell you why. It's not that the Mavs receivers are bad. It's that they were throwing the ball in bad situations. So what always happened is we were calling plays that had them in bad situations. But now all of a sudden, they are calling plays where they are in good situations, and now we almost had the least amount of drops we've had all season in one game.
What do you mean almost? That was it. That was the game that you guys barely had drops. You barely had drops.
True. Like, no, only even for some players and that also, stand that, I think they, you know, that they are
fed off of your energy, Larry. Like, seeing you on the field gave some of those players like, okay, this nigga about to back his shit up. Okay, then. Let's do this. And I think they really did feed off of it. And I think it was lovely to see, Sha. I mean, I was happy to see it.
Yeah, everyone was
and happy. It's something, I think there was a comment I think we made earlier. And I said that the Mavs team that played on Sunday, I don't see many teams in the league beating that particular team.
Honestly.
With the energy they played with.
Yeah.
The energy they played with, the camaraderie they played with, the execution that they played with. Not many teams beat that team.
Yeah.
Defensively, people will not forget, we're the worst defense in the league. Defensively, there were mistakes. At least 2 touchdowns from the Panthers were silly defensive mistakes. Where we're in cover 3, but for some reason, the left side safety decides that he doesn't trust the middle safety and decides to follow the post. See? Guess what happens? Taiwo runs the wheel behind. A play we were ready for, but players lapse in concentration. Cosmos and his slants. We knew Cosmos and his slants for the rest of my life.
That Cosmos is in there. Using it to flog you people at some point.
But for some reason, in that particular moment, my right side safety decided to stand beside the corner against a player that's running the slant. So we made mistakes. And that's why I said, even with the mistakes we made, you could see it that we will not relent. We will just keep going at you. There was just that energy of execute.
Just the fact that there were no drops, like constant drops, that alone was actually just wonderful to see. I said, like, on this side, they are just there, like, oh, yeah, now. They'll just catch us. Okay, no problem. Vol or himself, he got a little bit push in that slanty route he does, better than a couple of other Sundays where he's played. So I just say, like, in general,
no,
like,
no, you know what's funny is that slant already does. This slant has been done against the Raptors. He did it against the Raptors, he did it against the Titans. Like, is a route that, again, when you call it at the perfect time,
yes,
and it would bear fruit.
So my own is just like, it could bear more than it actually did, but, like, well done regardless. And the fact that at least you're not still dropping on the route. So I think what the difference between where you see people run a certain route and you're like, ah, that was a play, is aside from the catch, is also seeing what was the impact of your catch with the play. So,
see,
like,
look, I'll say one thing to you here. The QB's job and the receiver's job, they must be on the same page. If, for instance, my route is a five-step comeback, and I run my five-step comeback, and as I come back to the ball is not already towards me. You underthrow the ball, or you delay for 1 second. The safety has the advantage. All of a sudden, contested catches are now more in favor of defenders. Players are not concentrating as much because they've gotten cold. Every single offensive player on the field had a catch.
Yeah.
Leah, Lamisco, Ife, Cheta, TNT, Ebube. Every single person had a catch.
All right, then.
Because what was happening was your number is being called. We've practiced it. Everybody gets the chemistry. At that point in time, it's 2 seconds. 2 seconds, I'm releasing the ball. So you know whatever route you're running, by 2 seconds, your eyes are already up for the ball.
Okay.
So to me, most of the part in the season, what was happening was we were doing things we never practiced.
That one is stressful.
Exactly. But when you do what you practice, it will bear fruit. But when you go on the day and it seems like you don't have any game plan and you're just there like, you know what? Hey, I'm going to just throw it up. Somebody going to get down with it at some point. As in offensively, even at some point offensively, Greg went away from the game plan. If you watch film, there's a part where he threw the ball to Cheta in double coverage where someone almost picked the ball off. And I looked at him like, that's not us. Like, it was never open because we know they're in cover three.
Well, it was a beautiful game to watch. So well done, Mavs. So happy for you guys. And it was so happy to actually see everybody really just celebrate with the bar here, everybody running on the field. It was quite unfortunate for us.
No. See, Lou, it wasn't great to see. Because here's the thing, we were surrounded by ops. And I want these ops to remember that we took names.
Dead.
Don't get it twisted, Lou. Next season is coming, and next season will be here before you know it.
Tell them.
We remember you. We remember the jokes you cracked. We remember all these comments you made. You celebrating with us, we appreciate it, but we know we are like the special needs child that just got their first letter right. So you are happy. It's like a pity. It's like you're pitying. They're like, oh, finally, you said a word. That's how you are. And that to me, because somebody even commented, oh, why is Larry not smiling? Because I was like, because I'm offended. I'm offended because, first of all, everybody always looked at us as a bad team. So I'm just there like, guys, please, thank you for the love and the likes. But I want you, next season when we play each other, you have to doubt us at your own peril. That's all I'll just say. Just doubt us at your own peril. Because the Mavs team you saw this season was a team in progress. The culmination was, and I'll say it every single day. You can take it to the bank. The culmination was Sunday. We go again next season. Next season will be here before we know it. We'll go again.
Giving dragons last season. Woohoo!
I'm dead. I'm fucking dead.
What's bringing all this kind of play? Oh, yeah, that's the end of that game. Now, Dragons versus Warriors. ended up in 14-36 without a 10-point score, just so that you also know that this 36
has been built up. The first game, Warriors did not try 10-point score.
Also, Dragos didn't even attempt for that as well, because they did have bands on the team who can actually help them to execute such plays. Dabo, as usual, scored a touchdown. This is 14, so I think there was an extra point from... Well, not extra point. Tina there was a touchdown. Tina got a touchdown. 8+6, that's what. And I think maybe like a extra point. Warriors, on the other hand, were having a field day. Success had a touchdown.
Warriors were the team of the day, as far as I'm concerned.
See, there was this babe that had a female touchdown as well from third and
Luli had a pick and a touchdown.
So yes, crucial who else pick wants and to talk touchdown. About this game before we move
God, to anyways, yeah. But like Larry mentioned when we were talking about fraudulent teams. Is that Pelumi? It just seems like Pelumi has had a rough couple games. Like some of the decisions were just a bit like, you know, much. But I honestly think it's because like when you have a team where you guys also say that as well. Where it's like you're overworking your QB. Your QB is playing offense. He's now playing defense again. It's like sometimes you need to chill, you know. But I understand. I don't know if that's actually a problem, that there's real personnel, or maybe he should just learn to, you know, relax and, you know, he can actually coach from the side defense work, but he needs to just have the patience to teach whomever is taking his position. I think that K guy on your team, KC, sorry, not K,
oh, KC. Yeah.
Yeah, KC makes KC would make, I think he would make such a great, like, what's it called?
Safety.
What does Pelumi play? Safety? I mean, if he's fast enough, that's the only thing. Yeah, so if it was like a middle safety or something, if he had the speed of Pelumi. But yeah. Honestly, I just think Dragons just gave up a bit too much in that game. The Warriors really just, they did sharp
slowing down. Shit.
They did not. They really said to hell. And do you know what's even Pelumi? They started with Zeus as QB with his one shoulder. I didn't even get it. I did not get it. I was like, who is QB right now?
And it was a Russian.
It's what's happening right now. That thing was busting my brain with his strapped shoulder. I was like, oh, okay. They really said fuck all that shit.
Nice. But yeah, so that was that game. See,
there's a reason why I've always said I love this podcast. And it's the reason why people have always said to me, you stand apart from a gossip blog like The Stand Report.
Oh, dear.
Because, no, seriously, because we are football heads. Zara has literally, every single thing Zara said is facts. The danger of two-way players is evident now because Pelumi is limited. Let me give you guys another example. We're going to get to that game, but I'm going to give the example slightly prematurely.
Uh-huh.
You are playing middle safety, or you're playing, and you're then having to go on and play QB. It's tough.
It's crazy.
It's tough for anybody. No matter how much of a prime athlete you are, it can, because what you are doing is, it can work maybe first five games, first three games, first four games to work. But continuously, it takes its toll. An example is what Zara said now with Pelumi playing safety, going on to go and play middle, and going on to go and play QB. Let's switch it. Flash made some errors in that Flash game against the Titan Spartans. Any, I know you can't talk about this, but I'll talk about it. Flash made some errors in that game. Errors that are unforgivable and are the difference between a championship side and first runner-up. That's the truth. Where Okiki caught that touchdown there, that could have changed the game. Where Flash, rather sticking to his assignment, just almost had a moment, a soft moment, where he just instantly misses the assignment, boom, threw the ball over, Okiki ran for six. That's what happens when you're playing two ways all the time. It's tough because the stakes get higher. It can work when you're playing maybe a shitty Mavs team, or you're playing a terrible Warriors team, or a terrible Raptors team. It can work. But when you get to the highest level, where now the QB is better, the receivers are better, the play calling is better, you will get caught out a lot quicker. Again, it's one thing to say, it's another thing to do. We'll see in the playoffs.
Oh, hold on. So yes, now that we haven't mentioned in this, well, that's Dragons and Warriors game. Warriors obviously they went as close as their season in a high, the fact that they made it to the playoffs. Dragons, however, have to secure their playoffs again. Now the next game, which we've already started talking about, Titans versus Spartans. The game that I'm sure if you haven't listened to this episode, you're like, when are they going to get there? We are here now. Yes, and that game ended with 35-33 with a 1 second play that was supposed to kind of shift things, but it did not shift. It was the most painful 1 second play I've watched in a while. There were a few touchdowns, touchdown from Okeke, number 17, of course, who just got acquired by Spartans. The Mofe had a touchdown as well. Nedi had the touchdown, which is nice, Tika, per se. And then there was this pick by Jessica. I think we talked about that earlier. And of course, Flash Traditional gave us touchdown as well. And I think let me finish this then. I'll give this comment. Then there was Cornell's touchdown, which came after Razor's touchdown. That was called a flag guardian because she was spinning and they said while she was spinning, she kind of deprived people from tackling her. However, Cornell came and said, you know what, I'll do that. And then give that touchdown. Sugar got the touchdown. Okiki had this touchdown that was just unexpected, which Larry had explained a little bit there. And then there was two Mitch touchdown. My God, dude, that touchdown was sweet. Then Uju, traditional, gave them one touchdown. And then there was this stop by Mofe at the end zone, which I think made the game get like those close margins per se. Let's see this. Yes, I think that's pretty much most of the scores I noted down from that play. What do you guys have to say about the game? Zara, you can have it because I can see you holding your breath. Let it out. Let's go.
Game of the day.
Game of the day.
For sure. I mean, to me, Mofe had a stellar fucking game. Mofe had a stellar game that game. She did her bits on offense as she normally does, you know, not doing too much. But then on defense, I feel like she absolutely loves playing defense more than offense.
Oh, yes.
On defense, she decided to hold. I'm not going to lie. She decided to hold loser. She decided it was going to be her Rizzo that day, you know. Like,
that shit felt personal.
It felt personal, right? I was like, oh, that shit felt personal as fuck. Then I would honestly say, I genuinely would say that the game Spartans got cocky at a point. I could see it. I could see it where in that first half where they got a little bit cocky and I was like, okay, they're moving the ball. Okay, they're moving the ball. You can see like, okay, they'll do one play on one side. They'll see it work. Then they'll switch it out, do it on the other side. They really thought they were getting at that Titans defense, you know? And yeah, but like, if I'm not mistaken, they had some crucial turnovers. They just had really crucial turnovers that I was just like, you guys were the team that were just supposed to chop, 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 yeah. Take your time and score. What's going on? That's what happens when you equally meet a defense that can, you know,
probably step up to it, because I think apart from Spartans, the next defense, best defense in the league is definitely Titans.
So that's what happens.
And it's shocking that like
when you now go from, you know, you can't just rely on your defense alone.
Yeah, and it's shocking that they actually had Fortune come and play for this game. If you've been paying attention, he was actually out for a good period of the season. And I saw that Femi actually had to come in and play safety at some point, which he had a very good stop on, I think he's on Tumi Oho. That,
yep.
He mean that stop.
Beautiful stop.
He mean that stop, die. That, but then I think, like you said, I didn't really watch the game, but at least from the highlights I watched and everything, I saw each team actually putting their best foot forward. Of course, there were mistakes that were made. That's why one person like took that off, because you see, like, it was a very close margin game, 35-33, and I've never seen such a mistake being made in that last play.
Nah, that from Titans the moment, offense, they fought.
From the moment he snapped the ball in that last play, you just knew, nah, they're not winning this. Because how do you snap and then lock yourself off to decide that there's only one player? The defenders are not blind now. They're seeing what they're doing. But anyways, any other comments? Any? Do you have anything to say about that game?
I would definitely say that Kenny played ball that game. Kenny actually did that whole way. It was like, okay, he didn't necessarily look at the clock, yeah. Right? Apart from his receivers doing what they do best. Like Kenny's one QB that I think he knows that if he closes his eye, he can throw the ball. And he knows that his receivers are going to be there in a certain time. That's why he'd be throwing some funny balls. And I'm just like, ah, what's going on there? Like, but you, before you know it, you see Shogo or Tumi just crossing. And I'm like, like, where'd they come from? You get. But there was even a time that he almost got a touchdown for him by himself.
Oh.
And I was like, what's going on here? Like, that was the fight that I saw them have. And I have to give them their props for that. I think Rizzo was robbed. I don't think there was flag guarding there, but, you know.
I have a question for Ini. Ini, in that game, was there any point that you guys felt that the game had gone away from you?
Nah. There was no point. Before we started the game, we knew we were going to win this game. Like, we went with a different mentality, that the energy was different. We're like, even if it's 1 second left, we are not giving this game to Spartans, no matter what. So when they took away Rezo's touchdown, Kenny did not even have any... Like, there was a touchdown by Tumi that they cancelled.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, there was a touchdown by... Kenny
yeah,
was
they
like,
cancelled the number
Kenny
of
was
touchdowns.
Like, I want them to cancel that touchdown. Yeah, it was like...
Yeah,
it was, like, I want
yeah, was it the one that they say he stepped out of bounds, but he didn't?
No, not that one. So I'll give a bit of background again to that one, because I was the arbiter in that game.
I heard the crossfire a lot,
but I was the arbiter in that game.
Yeah, not that one. So Kenny was like, I don't want to meet to have this touchdown. I don't want to meet to have this touchdown. And I was like, why don't you want to meet to have this touchdown? He was like,
nah, wanted Cornell to have.
I need a female
that
touchdown.
That boy is bad.
Yeah, I need a female. So even Rezo's touchdown was cancelled, Kenny was like, no, let's go, we'll go a girl.
That's what
because
I
you know
like
that Cornell is like our clutch hands, you get our yeah. sure hands. She has been bowling out, like, has a history of bowling out. So
she's a vet with
once
record
the,
and
just,
stats.
Cornell was just the next option for him.
Oh no, that was
one. See.
I'm just so happy that imagine that. How many episodes ago Odie was just talking about Cornell, that like he wish he was playing with Cornell, da, da, da. And then I opened my eye only
yeah.
to read Cornell.
It's actually quite nice.
I said, excuse me, what? Is this the unicorn? I literally said,
yep.
Is this the unicorn? I was like, am I seeing a fucking unicorn right now?
Relic.
A relic of times past came back to haunt the Spartans.
No, but I applaud Kenny.
But yeah, you see that this. I think that one is the reason why, like Kenny said,
it was a dog fight. So the dog fight. We have been anticipating to play Spartans the whole season. Me personally, wow. I told myself that there is no team I'm looking forward to play except Spartans. I kept on telling everybody that I want to play Spartans. I want to play Spartans because we played them first game last season, and Uche had a big 8 on Femi. You get Uche had a pick 8 on Femi.
I remember that.
Yeah, Uche was like, this game I want to have another pick on Femi. So I'll go to him. I'm like, Femi, thank you for always dashing me picks.
Hey.
So when she now dropped the pick, like in this game when she dropped the pick, Uche was happy won the game, but it could soon affect that she was pained.
She was livid.
Like, one thing about Titan spirit is that once we set our mind to do something, we go all out. Like, we don't bring down the energy till the game is over. So we're like, we'll fight to the end. Even we knew that Spartans were leading us, we just kept on going. At some point, the game was 12-0, 18-6. We were like, nah, Kenny was like, let's go. We have some mistake, move on to the next player. Let's all keep on saying, move on to the next play. Like, as far as the game is not over, it's not over. We have to
fight. It's not over.
So that just started. And we want some more. Like,
want some more.
Hey, see, again, I think you guys just. This is the beauty of Let's Talk Platform. The beauty of being able to hear behind the scenes. Nobody would have thought that this was the intensity the Titans were coming to this game with. See, this last game of the season doesn't really matter. It matter? Not so much. Standing second or third. But people in training are almost eating glass. They are telling you that, look, I want to play so good. I want to talk shit to the other team's QB. I remember what happened last season. And this is the energy. Because some of us just think that, oh, yeah, they're just rocking up to the field and, oh, yeah, they got lucky this time. No. I've told a lot of people, I don't believe in luck. Things are by design. You make your own, you make every single thing you want in that game. If the Spartans want to complain, they can complain that, oh, the refs took the game away from us, or the refs did this and that. But at every point in time, you realize one thing. They lie. It won't lie.
Yeah.
The gods of the game will always balance. Almost, you get what you deserve.
It's almost like I
Zara said it. At certain points, the Spartans should have killed the game off. But guess what they were doing? They started doing things that they were not familiar with. Like, let's play around small rather than kill the game. Like Zara said, march. Do the Spartans way. No, you went away from that. You wanted to look cool. You wanted to look cute. You started getting, like Zara said, cocky. Cockiness is good. But don't be like the nigger who flew too close to the sun.
Ooh.
Because what will happen?
You get burned.
All of a sudden,
Icarus, you get burned.
Yes. The lights may be too bright in that moment. But the other team, they got their shades on. Their visors are on and they're going into God mode. So guys, don't stop being cocky. But understand,
Cornell literally wore visors and won them the game.
Yo, you I love the fact you're getting my references, my guy.
You are just silly. Okay, let's wrap this up. All right, then. So yes, that was Titans versus Spartans, and then the last game of the day, which because there were two teams that they're not making the playoffs and the rest, which was quite sad to see. Like, a lot of people were just leaving, but a couple of us stayed to see what it would hold. It was Raptors versus Outlaws, supposed defending champion. Although in showtime, everybody sees there on a new.
This is the calmest ground I've ever seen the Raptors play.
And then that game ended 22-20.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. Do you guys have anything to say about that game?
Execution.
I don't know.
Zara said it. I think I'm going to leave it to Zara. Zara took the words out of my mouth. Zara, go again.
It was the calmest I've ever seen the Raptors play. Like, they just said, we're going to win this. Just calm down. We're going to do this. Yeah. And they did it. It's almost like I don't know if they've ever played them before, but it's like they
they were happy to play the Outlaws. They were like, let's play the defending champs. This is why we've been trying to play the whole season. This is who we've been trying to play the whole season. Like, they had a target on the Outlaws. I don't know. It just felt like it.
And yeah, with the way they were having those picks and the rest, and they were handing it to them. A couple of turnovers that were just sad to see. By third quarter, I think when Raptors came up, I can't lie, I had to check out on that game because I was just like, I'll find out the score because I can't be stressing about this game. You are not giving me energy. There was no energy on the sideline of Outlaws. I was telling someone the other time that when you see Outlaws playing certain times, you have to think twice if you want to really sit in their corner because the way they'll be chanting, the way they'll be doing certain things, somebody who scored touchdown, it was just a case of like, oh, touchdown. I was just like, ah, man, this would have really already checked out of the season. If you ask me, I think it's also one of the things that really contributed to their loss. Hopefully, they come back with a better energy next season because Warriors, they are not making playoffs now, but see the game they played. So why can't you wrap up your season with some like, energy as well? But it is what it is. So yes, that was the end of regular season games. And now we're on to the segment of what you're doing. Zara, please, can we get into the what you're doing segment? Okay, let me go first. So, now, this week is hot. Oh, yeah, she will go.
It's just crazy how I'm about to drop this energy down. But my what you doing goes to Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I know this is not the fucking NFL, but bitch, I need to shut that pass.
What? Really,
you killed me last night. I know you don't play SFFL Showtime, but Marquez Valdes-Scantling, man, you're making $100 million, man. What the fuck are you doing? But yeah, back to SFFL Showtime. My, what you doing?
No, shut up. Before you say anything, you have to do it properly now. How can
you like cutting out to you down
for somebody that if see Shehu,
he was referencing an NFL. Let's talk. Listen
to this episode. He must listen to this episode. It's on you.
Wait, I use that one to kind of do like a demo for Imi. So I'll have like another one set because actually.
So can I go ahead now?
Bad thing right now. But yeah, you can go ahead. But fuck MVS still.
Oh my god! All right, no problem. Now, my what you doing moment goes to Raptors. is it Garba? He was telling, they were doing a third and female play. Normally it's supposed to be six females or so, five females on the field. Unfortunately there were six. He was not trying to tell the girl by closest to the sideline that she should step off the field because there were too many men on the field. Rather than just I don't even know how he would have explained it because obviously is if you know how many females are supposed to be on the field and you're seeing somebody telling you to step up and then you kind of be like, ah, oh shit, too many men on the field to step up. But if you don't know and somebody's, what he said it in was, come to the side. And she's wondering which side, is it like the sideline or I'm to go forward, I'm to go back. It was so confusing that he now started shouting. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, trying to do this thing so that they don't call too many men on the field. Now that you're not shouting, if this refs now see this thing, the whole thing you're trying to do will just, it didn't make any sense. But my own worst thing was the fact that like this girl was so confused. You know, most of them, they are rookies. I was wondering, why is this guy shouting at me like this? Because I am on the field and I'm trying to defend. But you're just yelling at me, come to the side, come to the side. And I'm literally at the end of the field already. And you're still shouting, come to the side. He had to pull her off the field. So yes, that's my what to do because I don't know what was going on there. Poor girl. But yes.
Who is this?
It was Garba that was shouting with one of the babes. I don't even know
how. Oh God, Garba.
I think Garba has been on this segment the most if we are tracking back to historical what you did.
Garba, I love you, bro, but sometimes you need to get out of your own way. One foot after the next, Garba. One foot after the next. And I've said this to you before.
Confuse that girl like another thing. I was feeling for the girl because you're on the sideline. And someone is telling you, come to the side, come to the side. Is it the people on the bleachers that you want to defend or the people on the field. But anyways, what's going next? Can she now?
Ini, you better bring a different energy, man. When you say that, she say it with your chest, man.
What? No, not better.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear how what you're doing. I want to see who she's going to drag. But yes, Ini, you can go.
Yeah, is my turn?
Yes.
Okay, what are you doing?
Let's go.
Now we're talking, Ini. My wife says she's happy.
Who does it go okay. to? Who does it go to?
I was, there's a particular play that, you know, that ref that wears glasses.
Mm-mm.
That was the most annoying ref in the league. I said, that guy, he wears glasses.
Yeah.
So it was a first down. So instead of the ref, they thought that it was a turnover for Titans. Instead of the ref to say it's a first down, it's a first down. We're telling the ref it's a first down. The man, like, he knows it's a first down. So open your mouth and tell the other ref, the main ref, that it's a first down. He wanted to say it's a first down, just because Titans by the side were telling him it's a first down, it's a first down. The guy just vexed and penalized us and gave us 10-yard penalty.
God damn.
Damn.
And so that was, I was like, what? Like, what?
Fair enough, bro. What are you doing?
Like, what for real?
Perfect. That is perfect.
That was crazy. That
perfect.
Oh my goodness.
I can't forget that day.
Now, wow.
Aside Galda, yeah, I think refs are the most mentioned guys.
Dude, Lou and I were talking about this earlier where, like, they have heard it. Or this season, the whole season, we have given refs every episode.
See? No, but you see, even saying that, yeah, I want to again use just one split second to shout out Henry. Like, again, he impresses me with his control of the game. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, I'm quick to dismiss, insult, berate, criticize refs very much. But Henry's control of the game is outstanding. Like, I have to give plaudits where plaudits are due. Like, this guy. Because I had a call with the owner of the Panthers after, and he said, look, bro, I'm not going to lie. This is the first game that I felt that anybody who won or lost, you lost fair and square. There was no call to be made at any point. Every call that was made, he took his time to get it right. So, no, I get you, Ini, that there are some disasters or refs out there. But when you see a good one, you got to keep pushing that good one, man. That Henry guy, he's top notch. He's top notch.
Yeah. All right, then, Zara, what's your...
My... What is you motherfucking doing? Goes to my beautiful Lou, and it's not your play.
Oh, you T-fam for me now.
No, it's not your play.
I think at this point that has to be unanimous now. How can you say what three people wanted to see? Come on,
it's not your play. That ain't right, man. It's not your play. Calm down. It is the fact that why were you in the Mavs team photo?
Oh shit. Thank you.
Because
there you are in your white and red against all the black and orange. Like, come on.
Because I am a teammate by association. What you talk?
No, she is. I love you for that.
Shots for this. Let me do this. You see this?
Hey.
You see this?
Not the merch.
No. Let them know.
Oh my goodness. But yes, no problem. I take my what to do with my chest. Oh yeah, Shemu and Larry, let's have this other what to
do. I'm going first.
No, I swear.
Hey, okay.
Chill fire.
What you doing? Host, our major host. It was a third and female play in the game, the Dragons game. The Warriors.
Oh my God.
And that was the one that went to Lully.
Yes,
and I swear, this camera guy is so mean because he did not zoom in on the play. He did not zoom in on the play. He zoomed in on Lou. I promise you, when Lou missed the first tackle, she immediately just told herself that, nah, nigga.
She said, not another Neddy moment.
Nah, nigga. They don't play. So like Esther.
Dude, I can't believe you saw that shit, man. I was dying. Lou was tapping R1, but that Looney girl was only getting further from her, man.
Lou just said, nah, nigga. This ain't E G. This ain't one of them ones, man. Lou asked herself. What's the worst that would happen if she goes and scores this touchdown? Nobody's going to die. It won't solve world hunger. I mean,
we're in the playoffs already.
I'm not seeing much difference.
No, wow. I'm still here, but it's okay. No problem.
Oh my God. No, viewers, we are going to put these two clips, this one and the next one that I'm about to see. I'm going to put it up and put
the sound people, oh. Because be your people, but no problem.
We need to understand that what people are trying to do to our host on that field, people need to stop and desist. Because
thank you. This part that will be agree with you. Thank
wait,
you.
Wait,
you need to oh, yeah, Larry.
Wait, Zara, quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Ini, you guys play this game, Need for Speed.
Yes.
So, you know, there was a part in Need for Speed when... like there's nitro boost, so you had like a tank for nitros.
Mm-hmm.
And then when your nitros went out and you wanted to press it, go that's how Lou was. when Lou hit the slant, Lou was like, Aaron, that way it was.
Lulu said, I'm gonna finish your name for you.
Lulu became that,
I'm the extra.
Mean,
I'm like, 2.0.
Oh my God.
Lose ankles, lose knees. In fact, lose whole body system to that.
You know what? They work on Monday.
Wow. If
your people don't have the facilities for that.
See, man. Bro,
come and see me.
See, you know what? You know what? It's time for Lou to get a hat trick moment.
Let's get it,
ladies and gentlemen.
First time ever.
The first of its kind.
My what you doing?
My finish. Oh my God!
Moment goes to Scorpion, aka Lucia. Get over here!
And there we have it.
Get over here!
This nigga success went Lucia, get over here. You remaining small, Lou won't see anybody shit.
I was so pissed. I was so pissed.
Became prime Lewis.
Hey, success. Just sign.
Arm wrestling
sign with love. Success. Better luck in the playoffs. On the See, Lou ain't get no success pulling that flag, man.
See,
the ref was looking at them like,
I was ready to take all that holding charge as far as that guy don't get a touchdown. So,
I knew the worst part. No, guys, you knew the worst part. He knew for the touchdown.
He scored the touchdown. I was so cross. I was so cross that.
No, I think what was funny about the claim was she did hold him up long enough for her teammate to get there. For some reason, this nigga got there and fell to the ground.
As in, why? Why?
Everything about that play made no sense.
Oh my God, guys. And you don't understand how many times I watched that play back.
I still watched it back. Because I wanted to know where was the glitch. But though the photo showed that like it was like, this is the flag and this is my hand. I was like, I see. That's why my next reflex was, see, come, stay here.
No, man. Lou,
anyways,
you made history today, man.
See, I have.
And it was well deserved.
It's okay.
Did you put Lou in the Hall of Fame of what you do in moments, man?
Me,
that's Hall of Fame.
This legendary place. I think if only we could put the visuals, because she first bumped into him and like this nigga's success was well intent on going to the end zone. And
was determined. That's what I'm saying.
From hell or high water, run me my piece.
Because if it's with other people, like, they bump it to me. My guy knows
that. Some people realize that, okay, they held and they kind of, okay, I've held enough, but let me like just free it. So it's like, nah, nigga, you know. My guy was like, I don't mind if I have to carry you into the end zone. Success said, I must be successful.
you know, that was what I was actually hoping for. Like, he'll carry me with Louis to the end. I would have died. I might have actually died.
I would die on my behalf.
I mean, they would have.
Oh my god, oh dear. You people, well done, no? Well done for this, what to do, no problem. Now, we are moving on to the next segment. It be your people, it's okay. Next segment, which is playoff predictions. Shemo, please, can we do this? So I'm going to do a speed pick, guys.
Wait, guys, just in case you want to find out the plays that we just talked about, go and watch Touchdown Tuesday.
What's the meaning of all this rubbish?
You would find them on play 7 and play 3.
I tell you, Lou is the Hall of Famer.
Are we done with Hall this unnecessary right reference?
We have not had this in our how many years this? Where someone goes for a hat trick.
Are we done? Are we done? Can we now move to the next segment?
He's the creator of the show.
Even you, Zara, you joined them. But it's okay. No problem. No problem. I'll take it.
I kicked off the Hydra.
No problem. All right, then. Now it's your segment.
I'm sorry. I am just sorry. The thing is, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I am currently rewatching it. It's not something you can really hold yourself together and watch. Especially on that Luli play, because I mean, there's no reason why that girl should have continued running like that, knowing fully well that On to the next segment.
Oh yeah.
We're done. You guys, the season has officially come to an end.
Yeah.
And the playoffs is beginning. And like we said before, when we explained about the playoffs, the seedings, they have repercussions. Some people feel like momentum is good. Some people feel like a bye week to rest and strategize is also very good. Everyone has their opinions, their beliefs. But then again, the results is what differentiates or what really matters, regardless of what anyone thinks. So we have our playoff teams going into the playoffs. We have the first seed, number one seed. That is LA Flag Football, LA Athletics. They won 7 games. Am I getting that right? Is that 7 or 8 games they win?
They won 8 games, lost 1.
It was 9 games, yeah. They won 8 games, they lost 1 game. And their only loss was to the Outlaws that are not in playoffs. Yeah. So crazy season this had been.
Yeah.
The second seed, with huge contributions from our guests, they finished with a 7-2 record. And then this just makes you remember. You guys remember when Rebels and Titans had that like slump in the beginning, and people were quick to write off the Titans after they lost to LA, and I think they lost the second game.
Things were shaking that time.
No, it wasn't Panthers. It was the Titans.
Why? I'm sure it's not Panthers.
No, because I remember Larry came on to explain that a lot of things had been happening, and a team like the Titans, you don't write them off because class is permanent.
I remember Larry saying that.
They didn't have Toba in that first game against LA, and they had like a number of things they had to figure out, and then injury wise and all that. And man, how did they take that on the stride and literally run with it? They finished the season 7-2. Having one of the
the second loss was to that Dragons game. That's funny enough, they trended because
that loss was the one that ended in overtime to the Dragons. That they well have should have could have won.
They took away our touchdown,
as in that game was the one that they said he jumped or he didn't jump or something like that. Yeah,
and the greatest part is he didn't jump.
They have,
of course,
I mean, the rest
as in the apple.
Yeah, so like the Titans, they finished at the second seed, so that means the LA Flag and Titans are the 1-2 seed, and they would go into a bye during the divisional weekend, and they will not be playing in the first round of the playoffs. They get 2 weeks before the first game, so they get 2 weeks to scheme, to practice, to prepare, to rest, to get players fresh off injuries. A bye week is always essential. I mean, people still say it kills momentum, but I believe you give a team that finished with these records 2 weeks to prepare. Oh my, watch out. But then teams that will be featuring in the opening playoff weekend, we have the number 3 seed, the Spartans, finishing with a 6-3 record, still with the best defense going into the playoffs. They would do battle against, if you guys were listening, the number 6 seed, because that's how seedings work.
Yeah.
The number 3 seed goes against the 6th seed, the 4th seed goes against the 5th seed. And in this scenario, the Dragons are the 6th seed, meaning they were the last team or the team that were close to not... Like, when you're the 6th seed, you were probably one of that team's win away, or you something propelled you into the playoffs that you are happy you made it there, but you were also very close to not making it. So that's the Dragons. And this could majorly be because of their losing streak they are on and things that they are dealing with. But they would have to play against the Spartans in the opening game of the playoffs this weekend as the 6th seed. And then the 4th seed going up against the 5th seed is the Rebels going up against the Panthers, because the Rebels finished as the 4th seed and the Panthers finished as the 5th seed. We had a Panthers guest on last weekend, Big Seven, talking his talk. Well, on Sunday, it's time to back it up. We need to see the version of the Panthers that would come to play in the playoffs against the Rebels team that they are too experienced, they are too prolific. They obviously have had like a lot of issues during the season, but playoffs is really just win or go home. And in situations like that, you count on experience, you count on how well they could keep their head in the game, number of factors, play calling, just riding it out, different things, seeing games out, making key plays in key moments. And that's what that's the matchup we expect to see. And I mean, these two games are obviously very, very impactful games, especially seeing how the winners of these games will go against the Titans or the LA Flag. So guys, these are the playoff seedings. These are the games. What do you guys look forward to this playoff weekend?
So I think for me, the first game, I'll just quickly speak because I know I cannot talk too much. Spartans versus Dragons. They played each other before and Dragons lost to Spartans. However, I don't know how things are going to turn out this time. I feel like Spartans are still quite pained about the loss on Sunday. And they've had a lot of wins. Dragons, on the other hand, is coming from like a lot of loss, and but then they're still in the playoffs, so there's still a chance. So
You can't beat the same team twice. We just said it's here. Who knows?
Hurrah.
Who knows?
You got it. So over to you guys. What are your predictions? Ini, what do you predict?
That being said, I give my money to the Spartans.
All right, no problem.
They're my ticket. Sorry.
Ini, where are you giving your win to?
Spartans.
All right, then. Show.
Inisi wants to play them, I swear. No, I feel like Inisi wants to play them.
They still have them in mind, even though they beat them. So, who are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, like, following from recent form, momentum, going to the playoffs, number of things, I feel Spartans have the upper hand in this matchup. Obviously, that was a key factor, and the other pieces they have. But I think when the Spartans put their head down to play like football their way, where they drive, they hold up possessions, the defense forces stops and all that, I think they will put like Dragons in a lot of situations that will make them more comfortable. And if Dabo can't bail them out of those situations like he has a couple of times, then the game could even be over quicker than we think. But obviously, it's a playoff game, so we expect it to be competitive, but I see the Spartans winning this one.
Okay.
But wait, hold on. I mean, Dabo was in that game, their first game, their regular season game, right? Or did they start off their game without Dabo? Because I know there was a game.
It was only the first game that Dabo was not there.
But that was even the one they even drew?
Yep.
Against Panthers?
Mm-hmm.
Fraudulent people, both of them.
Oh. All right. Are we going to the next game? Chill. Chill, next game.
Next game. We have the Rebels doing battle against the Panthers. What do you guys
think?
And Panthers won the first time. It's Rebels, babe. Like, look, our MVP candidate has to come back. Our MVP guy has to come back. Dolo needs to just jazz up. His offense is lacking, and he cannot let K
see. They should do catching drills for half of the practice this week, because that dropping nonsense, if they carry it to this game, then they are not serious. People, when Michael is there looking for pick, he wants to collect. People are not dropping, or is he Edgar? Or that other guy, I'm Santana. Done. I can keep mentioning, but let's go.
Exactly. No, be like, I think if your defense on your team can still stop your offense on your team, I think that's like a lot. That's saying a lot, Chad. Just to me.
During regular seasons, who won between Rebels and Panthers?
Panthers, right?
Yeah, Panthers.
Yes, won. Panthers beat the Rebels.
Wow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They are both coming from a loss now, so I don't know if that will help drive.
I feel like this is a very hard to predict.
It's very hard. It's very hard, to be honest.
To me, it's hard, though. It's hard.
I'm
going Rebels. Not because I forgive them, but mostly because, like, you know, I've already said that Panthers were the fraudulent team. So, like, I can't pick something that I'm not sure in. That's my thing.
Well, I think that's another thing that will actually make people not really pick Panthers, because it's like, oh, you know, who's coming? But then again, Rebels. And I think another thing. Get out.
I tell you. Like, wow.
Oh my God. Please, can we just let it go? And then there's Rebels, who I think a lot of people have been associating them as playoff team, and they've come to show that truly they are playoff team despite their rocky start. So, and then I have people that I love on both teams. I don't even know. I can't pick. The rest of people pick.
Is there something wrong with this girl? I don't even understand. Which kind of nonsense is this one? Lou, pick your something now. I know. It's this.
Oh, yeah. Let me pick Panthers, because I know that I've been very hard on them a couple of times. So, Panthers. Because Rebels, you have all the luck behind you. So, let me just pick Panthers.
Okay, so the logic is...
Your logic is said I've been hard on you.
To win another playoff team is because one playoff team is getting all the love, and you want to be the equating balancing force.
Agreed.
To push the other team to win in the playoffs.
That's my argument, sir.
That's why I love you, man. I love you, man.
Larry,
love
who's
it,
your
love
pick?
It, love it.
Who's your
the
pick?
Power, the power of love. Do anything in the playoffs.
I love you, man. Who said it straight? Said, yo, fuck your stats. I'm here for love. I'm here for love, bro.
Sister love.
I hate you, bro. Oh, yeah, give your pick.
Okay, my pick, I think I'll give. I think momentum favors the Rebels, because they had a tough opponent, quote unquote, in their final game of the season, and they had to battle, you know, and they felt like they still had it in that game. So to them, I think they have the momentum. Panthers, on the other hand, I think mentally, their ego has taken a beating. You know, I'm sure when you look at the Mavs Instagram account, the Mavs Instagram account is full of, is everywhere. Full of that dog. So can they jump the mental hump that it would take for them to re-strategize? Because they're a very good team. To re-strategize and, you know, take the dub, wait and see. But the mental fragility was evident there, especially in the third and fourth quarter. So because of that, I don't think the Rebels have that in them. Rebels do not have mental fragility. That doesn't work with that team. They're scary niggas. Scary as fuck.
Under any circumstance.
Like, you can come in second half and not score.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
That's scary there.
I'll give it to the Dogs and the Rebels.
All right. Ini, who's your win going to?
I don't know, honestly.
You have to pick.
Okay, wait. Let me
now. I gave my own love. They're laughing at me.
Who do you want to lose? Let me put it that way.
It's true because you get to play either of them at some point. So
no, because this is, if you don't want your team to win, you definitely want your team to lose.
True.
What do you say?
I said, who do you want to lose out of both of them?
Because at least with Big Seven, he made his decision based on how he wants his team to be in a certain position.
Wait, so, okay, before I answer, I want to ask a question.
Yes.
Which of the group is playing Titans after? Like, is it the one of Spartans and Dragons or the one of Rebels and Panthers?
Because they're number two, I think you could play the lower seed, if I'm correct. Right, guys?
Depends on who wins each of these games.
Oh.
The seed of the team wins. Yeah. Because say the Dragons win the Spartans, the Dragons are a lower seed, and they say the Rebels win. Do you get?
Okay.
So,
So that will now make still Rebels, say who you are going to play.
Rebels will now be the third seed to play the, what they call them, and then they will have to play the
Dragons, yeah. Okay, so you can't really predict.
Pick Rebels.
Rebels? Okay. See, we got a pick. Wonderful. Awesome. Zara, closing this off.
Yeah, I already said my own.
Okay, it's true. Say Rebels. Okay, Sean, I think you've said, have you said yours?
I haven't said anything. I was just describing how you said your own with love.
Don't be angry.
Well, seeing as love is no longer an option, as well as taking
it. Hey.
I have to go with hits. So, purely off hits.
Oh my God.
And despise and envy and all the bad things you could probably wish on the team.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. I think Panthers are going to lose.
I knew this was coming. But yes.
Not I think Panthers are going to lose.
She will get a bastard. If people say Rebels are going to win, it's a bastard. That's so crazy.
As in, because us and Jen were predicting winners, but Panthers, okay, we'll take it.
We love you all on this podcast, though.
We do. I swear, like, a lot of you are my friends personally.
No, but they understand. They understand. If you are taking it to speed here, you're on your own. All right, so now we're on to the last segment, which is the championship pick. It's a bit of a stretch, but hey, what the hell? Who would you like to be the championship? So for you, for us, we're picking, predicting who will be the champion. For you, you're going to pick who you would like to play in championship.
No, don't say it that way.
First of all, thanks for believing in us. Make it
no, because her team is part of the playoffs now.
So, yeah, so basically, if you're... Okay, no, wait. Ini, if your team was not to win in an... like, this is an alternate universe where you guys lose too your first marble game and you don't win the championship. Like which team...
I can't even imagine.
You know, just say that they put a TV screen in Hellfire, and in Hellfire.
Oh my God! Not even heaven, really.
It's my
coolest. I mean, it's not an alternate universe. They put a TV screen because it can. You said there's no way in on earth that can happen.
True. I mean, exactly. Sorry, it's wrong. So,
in hypothetical hell.
My God.
Well, you see,
in Hellfire, who was the team that beat you?
I can't even think of any.
See, it will be hard. That's why I'm like, do you know what? Worst case scenario, Inni. Pick it.
No, it won't be hard. Hey, I think we've done this before.
But then the person,
and I like that. I like
exactly.
That.
I like that.
I don't forget that you said that a team cannot beat, like, it can't be the same team twice, right? I mean, Dragons beat us, LA beat us, but doesn't justify the beat us again. You get the point.
Okay, so take those out. So that means it's Panthers that will beat you guys in this hypothetical reality.
I'm sorry, but I don't.
Can she pick? I still stand with the fact that let her pick a team she wants to play in the championship.
Yeah, just pick a team.
So pick a team, Inni. Don't mind them. Just pick a team.
I want to play LA.
LA, they've marked you.
Yeah, because they lost to LA first game.
Yeah, and
I want to play them.
They've marked you.
And so they want to win them. I feel like that's what it is.
All right, that's fair. That's a good pick. All right, for the rest of you, let's round this up quickly. who are we giving?
Well, in my own hypothetical heaven,
oh dear,
Mavericks are winning championship, so I don't know
how I beg good that. Night.
All right, that's fine. Great, awesome, fantastic. All right, can we come back to the question? Who are we giving our championship?
And in my hypothetical world, Larry was the QB, I was the receiver, I caught 4 touchdowns. Who was the closest defender on each of the touchdowns? They had to send her home. They even had to kick her out of the penalty gate because it was getting too much. They demoted her to go play the Dragons Hell Division.
Hell Division! Oh my God!
She couldn't make it to the Dragons Heaven team.
They demoted her to Uprise.
Hey, sure, do you know what? Fuck this shit. We're ending this episode now.
We will pay for say so. No.
Alright. So
they demoted her back to the Hawks. We're gonna go play for say so together.
What do you mean demoted? Excuse you.
Well, I mean,
I'm sorry, but this is the fourth one. You're on fire today.
On fire.
Guys, can we give our championship prediction? Thank you very much.
Okay, so on Earth at the year 2023, where Lou is playing on the Dragons. Okay. So in this universe, yeah, I see the Titans winning it all. Okay. I see the Titans winning it all. I give them my pick.
Okay.
For me, as a football purist, my heart is with the Titans.
Okay, Titans.
However, this is why I say however, because my heart is not a football player. Because I think it's kind of like the Messi versus Ronaldo debate, whereby Messi is gifted by God, but Ronaldo works for it. Do you get what I mean? Ronaldo worked hard. Ronaldo fought adversity. Ronaldo had to grind to become Ronaldo, but Messi was just the one that God chose. You get what I mean? He was just God. So he was just gifted. That's how it feels with LA. They are gifted. While the Titans are this team that is ground together through the tunnels of the wind tunnels, the adversity of losing in the championship final, that story.
Exactly.
You get me. It just feels that it is right to give. But guess what? In life, nothing is given. No, you have to earn every single thing.
Earn it.
You have to earn it. So it's not what talking. Take it. You feel like going losing the playoffs? You go laugh. You
take it.
Yes, exactly. I tell you.
Pause. Zara.
There you see. Ah. Listen.
When I don't start. Zara, who's your own going to?
Hey God, if I speak, I prefer not to speak.
No, don't.
If
have
I speak,
that
I'm in very big trouble.
We don't have that yet.
Actually, what do you mean?
I say somebody, a whole MVP came to come and mention me on his story. He said, "If I hear what you said on the podcast again, say Jesus."
He came to meet me as well. Say. Y'all better watch it. I say, please, sir, don't arrest us.
Don't be angry. Don't be offended. People are listening. I'm threatened for my life right now. I feel threatened.
All right.
Don't worry. No matter how bad it gets,
deport you. You guys know I just always have a soft spot for my guys. You know, I love a team that knows defense. So, I mean, I would like to see a Titans Spartans like replay. I genuinely would.
Okay.
I don't mind watching the game again. In fact, I'm going to go back and go watch that game.
Yeah, I feel like I watched the whole game. I only watched the highlights, but yes, God.
No, I watched the whole game. I was glued. Yeah. I was glued.
All right, then.
But yeah.
So,
don't mind that.
For me, my prediction for championship will be for the Dragons. Okay, no. I can't pick my team. Now. So I have to. Wait, now. I've not finished. Please. You should not give me another one.
Just say it.
Okay, because I'm in the playoffs. I have to be like Ini. So I'll say who I want to play in championship would be Titans. So let's go. All right, guys, those are
Titans. Wow. Don't cut our ticket, though. Do not cut anybody's ticket. I was at that game. Let me remind you, I was at that game, that final game. I was there. I almost cried with you people. Please, I beg.
Oh, now I'm talking about their last championship game. I would also like
last championship game.
I also, no, we're not allies, you know. I just want to give small notes to Flash because I feel like maybe he should rewatch that last game and then like take notes of every single thing that I feel might have cost them that game. If it's one thing I know, I think at some point it was almost like he was being dehydrated and they were pouring
water on his head. He was because, the only one playing.
He was overworking a lot of places. And even the fact that
Kenny was only sure in him. It didn't make sense. Sure.
Yeah, the fact that I've talked about people playing both sides, and I feel like that's one of the key things that actually cost them the last game. I'm hoping that he actually looks into that. So, yes, Ini, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for staying all the way to the end.
It's really
fantastic to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Baller, we expect to see Baller to the playoffs.
See.
Baller.
Bye, guys. Bye, Ini. So I just hope like he just takes notes of this. But then, not because I'm talking about Titans, that doesn't mean the other teams, they cannot go and like watch and see some of the things in, I think, most of the games that they've lost that hopefully they fix them up for playoffs. And despite the fact that we said fact and push about playoff jersey, I want to see cute jerseys, please. Thank you. That's pretty much all I have to say to close this up. What do you guys have anything to say?
Please, you guys, we've reached the end of the season. You people don't want to give us money.
That one's saved, dude. Don't worry. This time we're doing 1-2 weeks.
After next all season, the gems we'll be is dropping,
once a month.
We'll be giving people motivation. We've even changed. The referees have started making some calls. People don't
see it. It's true. We're doing influencer work without influencer money.
We are doing influencer
shut,
work. Yeah.
Shut. I don't like this. But yes, I'm warning you people. Next season to be one each month, one in 4 weeks. That one that I just. That we did for people 1 in 2 weeks. You were 1 in 4 weeks. You can see something. But yes.
We need money. Economy is hard. Economy is hard. Economy. But yeah, you guys, playoffs. Intensity is up. But let's remember, we're all friends here.
Wow. True. I mean, don't break leg.
Nobody likes to lose. Trust me. And losing in the playoffs is painful. My God. I don't think painful is enough to describe. Like, it is heartbreaking. Like, or in the end, it's competition. So, like, it's what we do. So, let's play safe. Safety first. Stay healthy. Ball out. And then, at the end, let the best man win. Refs.
Let the best man win. Get the
fuck out of the way, man.
Hey, I'm crying.
Let them play. Don't fuck it up.
Truly, these people should not fuck this up. People really need to be on your A game sheet on Sunday. So, yeah, let's go. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Make sure to rate, like, share, and do everything nice. But yes, see you guys in the playoffs.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.